This is Steve Ember.
And this is Shirley Griffith with the VOA Special English Program, Explorations. Today, we present about the history of the English language. The English language was strongly influenced by an event that took place 1,400 years ago. In the year 597, the Roman Catholic Church began its attempt to make Christianity the religion of Britain. The language of the Catholic Church was Latin. Latin was not spoken as a language in any country at that time, but it was still used by some people. Latin made it possible for a church member from Rome to speak to a church member from Britain. Educated people from different countries could communicate using Latin. Latin had a great effect on the English language. Here are a few examples. The Latin word discus became several words in English, including disc, dish, and desk. The Latin word quietus became the English word quiet. Some English names of plants, such as ginger, and trees, such as cedar, come from Latin. So do some medical words, such as cancer.
English is a little like a living thing that continues to grow. English began to grow more quickly when William Caxton returned to Britain in the year 1476. He had been in Holland and other areas of Europe where he had learned printing. He returned to Britain with the first printing press. The printing press made it possible for almost anyone to buy a book. It helped spread education and the English language.
Slowly, during the 1500s, English became the modern language we would recognize. English speakers today would be able to communicate with English speakers in the last part of the 16th century. It was during this time period that the greatest writer in English produced his work. His name was William Shakespeare. His plays continue to be printed, acted in theaters, and seen in motion pictures almost 400 years after his death. The development of the English language took a giant step just 9 years before the death of William Shakespeare. Three small British ships crossed the Atlantic Ocean in 1607. They landed in an area that would later become the Southern American state of Virginia. They began the first of several British colonies. The name of the first small colony was Jamestown. In time, people in these new colonies began to call areas of their new land by words borrowed from the native people they found living there. For example, many of the great rivers in the United States are taken from American Indian words. The Mississippi, the Tennessee, the Missouri are examples. Other Native American words included moccasin, the kind of shoe made of animal skin that Indians wore on their feet. This borrowing or adding of foreign words to English was a way of expanding the language. The names of 3 days of the week are good examples of this. The people from Northern Europe honored three gods with a special day each week. The gods were Odin, Thor, and Freya. Odin's day became Wednesday in English. Thor's day became Thursday, and Freya's day became Friday.
Experts cannot explain many English words. For hundreds of years, a dog was called a hound. The word is still used, but not as commonly as the word dog. Experts do not know where the word dog came from or when. English speakers just started using it. Other words whose origins are unknown include fun, bad, and big.
English speakers also continue to invent new words by linking old words together. A good example is the words motor and hotel. Many years ago, someone linked them together into the word motel. A motel is a small hotel near a road where people traveling in cars can stay for the night. Other words come from the first letters of names of groups or devices. A device to find objects that cannot be seen called radio detecting and ranging became radar. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is usually called NATO. Experts say that English has more words that explain the same thing than any other language. For example, the words large, huge, vast, massive, and enormous all mean something really big.
People often ask how many words there are in the English language. Well, no one really knows. The Oxford English Dictionary lists about 615,000 words. Yet, the many scientific words not in the dictionary could increase the number to almost 1 million. And experts are never really sure how to count English words. For example, the word mouse. A mouse is a small creature from the rodent family. But mouse has another very different meaning. A mouse is also a handheld device used to help control a computer. If you are counting words, do you count mouse two times?
English is becoming the common language of millions of people worldwide, helping speakers of many different languages communicate.
This special English program was written and produced by Paul Thompson. This is Steve Ember.
And this is Shirley Griffith. Join us again next week for another Explorations program on